the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode number 53, we have a special guest, Jessica Azzarello, a.k.a. the Attic Queen. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Vinny. I'm excited to be on this today with you.
Thank you for taking the time out. Jessica, before we begin, I just want to ask you right off the bat, how would you describe yourself in one word?
Special.
Special? Why do you pick that word?
It's a long story, but I wake up every day knowing I have one of the worst jobs on the planet, and I love it. I make a difference. I'm a happy person. I've come a very far way, and I just want to bring my specialness to other people and make everybody as healthy as and happy as I am, basically.
Well, that's a good thing. So now, speaking about that, right, why don't you let the audience know a little bio about yourself, what you do, and go from there.
All right. Well, again, I'm Jessica. I live in Tampa, Florida. I'm 37 years old. I own and operate Attic Queen LLC. We are an insulation / home performance company. It is what we do is we specialize in removing the insulation. A lot of times there's been rodents that have gotten into attics, cause a lot of damage. There's a lot of bacteria. So we'll go in and we'll remove that. We sanitize the attic. And then one thing that we do that a lot of companies don't do is we air seal. So you're losing 20 to 30% of your energy by not having your attic seal, your attic floor sealed, but also it's good for indoor air quality. So you don't want that attic air coming into the home, and then we re-insulate afterwards. Yeah, so that's pretty much a little bit about me and what I do.
Okay, so when did you first become interested in this industry?
Well, I never really knew about this industry until about 3.5 years ago. I have a very unique story where for 16 years, I worked in corporate America. At one point, I was vice president in the lending field. I worked for some very large banks. At one point, the height of my career, I was ranked number one for a Fortune 9 company. So I was very successful in that. But I had a kind of a rough patch with my health and some tremendous losses along the way. And around that time, that's when I slowly started liking my job less and less and less. And I never really realized it. At that point, I was living in Pennsylvania, and it just got to the point where I was just so fed up with life. My health was horrible, and I needed to remove myself from the situation. I ended up moving down to Florida, and I was here for a year. I transferred with the company I worked with. The one thing I loved about the industry I worked in previously was since I was 18 years old, I was working with the same group of people, and we basically would build something and work together very well. So it was hard for me to leave that aspect of it because I'm all about building relationships and doing great things together as a team. But it got to the point where, you know, it just wasn't for me. I met my life coach a year after living in Florida. And within 3 weeks, I literally quit my job. I had no plans. I had nothing going on. I just knew that I wasn't in a good mindset. I wasn't healthy. And I really wasn't happy despite being that person that was always very chipper and, you know, excited. You know, I was that chipper, excited person for everybody else. And I never realized that I wasn't that chipper, happy person for myself. I had let myself die inside. And my life coach made me realize nothing's more important than health and happiness. Within 3 weeks of meeting him, I quit my career. After doing it for 16 years, I quit. And I had nothing going on at all. All I knew is that every day I was going to work with him. it was very similar to Daniel and Miyagi from The Karate Kid. That's how I can explain our relationship. And, you know, I would end up working these little side jobs. I went from making six figures to like having to do Uber Eats delivery. And you don't really make good money, but I never failed in life. And this was my way of, you know, being able to work on myself and to better my mindset and to better my health. And also figure out who I really was as a person, because my whole life I went through pretty much doing everything for everybody else but myself, right? So this was the time where I had that opportunity. You know, something came up in a sales position and I ended up leaving Florida to Texas. And it was a really great opportunity. Right before I left, I had met the owner of an insulation company that offered me a position. He's like, I love your energy. I think you do really great in my industry. I could teach you. And at that time I was like, no, I'm not interested. I just took the handcuffs off. I kind of want to do my own thing. And I had the opportunity to go out to a new state and do some consulting work. So I was there for maybe 3 months and everything was fine until it wasn't. They cut my housing. That's when I ended up homeless. It was really crazy. They ended up not paying me out properly. And I was just kind of like, ugh. I ended up picking up another opportunity out there, still consulting. And at that time, you know, after about a month of kind of like really struggling, but making things happen and just barely making by, the owner of the insulation company in Tampa called me again. Hey, how's it going? You know, I just wanted to check in with you. And I'm like, well, things kind of took a turn for the worse, but as always, I will be fine. And he's like, well, if you wanted to come back, I'll help you out and at least give you the opportunity, like just work with me for 30 days. And if you like it, great. And I, you know, we got off the phone and I thought about it. And, you know, I started going back in my mind, what my life coach always said, health and happiness. I was happy. I was by myself though, and I was healthy. But when I realized that I was alone and I wasn't as happy as I possibly could be, I, within 8 hours, packed what I could in my vehicle and I didn't tell anybody I was coming home and I drove from Texas to Florida. And I showed up at my life coach's house at like 11. It took me 18 hours. Within the first 2 hours, I had to stop twice and take a nap. It was horrible. I was like, I'm never going to make it back to Florida. But I ended up making it. I surprised him. It was actually Thanksgiving, the 2 days later. I showed up Thanksgiving dinner, surprised my mom. She didn't even recognize me. It was insane. And then a couple of days later, I started working for an insulation company and I worked there for about a year. And at first they wanted me to go into sales because I'm very, very strong at sales, but I am very clumsy. And he's like, if you go through the ceiling, I'll pay for the first one. But everyone after that, you're going to have to pay $250 to fix it. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, oh man. I'm like, no, there's no possible way I'm going to be able to do this. So what? And I know nothing about it. I'm a woman. This is a man's industry. Nobody's going to trust me. I don't know what to say. And then when I get uncomfortable, I'm like very awkward and I ramble. Not that I don't do that anyway, but at least I speak a lot better now and I'm a lot more confident, but I'm like, there's no possible way. So I pretty much said, look, what I'll do is I'll work in the office. I accepted a position making $300 a week working in the office. I didn't have a lot of overhead. So that was more than enough. So that was my opportunity to help kind of tidy up the office for the owner and then shadow him and listen and learn from him. And he saw that I was capable. So the guys would leave for a job that morning and they would forget something. Hey, I'll pay you $40. Go run and bring this to the guys. All right, great. Whatever you need, sir. Hey, if you do this for me, I'll pay you this. Okay, great. Hey, we did a removal. Can you take the 26-foot box truck and go to the dump and take all the bags off? Now, I'm 5'1¼" and these bags are massive. They're 4 feet by 6 feet, but I'm in good shape. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever you need, sir, whatever you need. I would always figure out a way to make it happen. So COVID hit. And we went from running one trucks to, you know, 1 to 2 trucks a week to like 3 to 4 trucks a week. And, you know, at that time, he would send me out a little bit on jobs. Hey, I need you to go and help the guys out. The first job that he had me help out on was a removal. And I was like obsessed with it. I'm like, I'm getting paid to vacuum and exercise. This is amazing. So when, you know, after like a week, he's like, you know what, you're going to be a team lead. So he sent me out. It was 6:45 in the morning, my first job where I'm a team lead. I bang on the door. Hi, I'm Jessica from blah, 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 blah. I'm here to do your removal. Now, one of my things is I wear red lipstick. And so, you know, this old couple answers the door and they're like, I'm like, this is Jessica. I'm here to do your removal. They're like, you? I'm like, yes. And let me tell you, my favorite chore at home is to vacuum, and ain't nobody gonna vacuum out your attic better than me. And they were thrilled, right? So then I start going to more houses and people are like, oh my gosh, a girl doing this? I'm like, yeah. So I did very well. And at that point I had such positive reinforcement from homeowners for me showing up and doing a good job, that I said to the owner, okay, I'm ready to go into sales. And I really pushed his company to the next level. You know, I would sell a lot more than the other sales guy. And, you know, I was just that glue with the company because all the installers loved me. I would help out on jobs when needed. The customers loved me. I always had very detailed notes so the installers knew what was going on. So I was there for about a year, and then I found out about there was a insulation training in Jacksonville, which was about 4 hours away. And the only training I had was listening to him. And then also he would tell me, you know, he wasn't really a nice person, but he basically, you know, he'd tell me to Google things and watch YouTube to learn. So when I found out there was a training, it was horrible. I remember one time I called and asked him a question in front of a customer, screaming at the top of his lungs with curse words. The homeowner was like, is that the owner of the company? And I'm like, yeah, because they heard every word he said. And I was like, yeah. They're like, we love you, but we can't do business with you. And it was just like, oh man, you know, it was very unfortunate. And he wasn't nice to any of the workers. It was really sad. It was, you know, I'm all about treating people good, no matter what level they are. You know, if they're a janitor, they're a CEO, that whole thing.
Likewise.
But yeah, And it was just really, ugh, you know, so I find out that there's this training and I'm ecstatic. I'm like, I'm going to finally learn. And it was more geared towards spray foam, which he didn't offer at that time. And I'm like, hey, there's this training. I'm going to learn about building science. And they also do spray foam. I'm like, maybe, you know, since we're already like a giant in this area, I'm like, maybe we can get a rig and then I could run the spray foam side of things and still do, you know, help out with like everything else with the company. And he's like, oh, okay, whatever. Well, like 2 days. So he said, okay, to the training. Two days before the training, he reaches out and he was like, oh, you know, I decided that, you know, this isn't good if you're going to go to training. I see it as a conflict. So he fired me. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It was great. It was great, though, because like I always look at things now, especially since like my life coach helped me really change my mindset. I look at it like when things go wrong, don't go with it. You want to fire me? Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
No problem. I go to this training and it was just, I brought my best friend who was helping me out with my marketing, and her name is Lisa Patel. She was Miss International of the United States of America. And it's her and I in this room of like 50 men, right? And my thing, whenever I'm in any kind of training, we're going to sit up front, we're going to pay attention. So yeah, so we're in the front and there's all these people staring at us. And the person running the training, his name was Ken Allison, which I'm surprised he hasn't put a stalking order on me, because I would just randomly jump on a plane and fly to like Wisconsin or Texas and just show up to his trainings because I loved his trainings that much. Right. So, you know, he's in the front of the classroom. He's asking questions. Who in here loves removal? My hand shoots up. I literally am obsessed with vacuuming insulation out of the attic because especially in Florida, it's hot. I'm getting paid to exercise and to save these families that have dead bodies and feces and urine and mold living above them. And, you know, they're in their house and they're sick. Right. So obviously I'm catching a lot of people's attention at this training. And, it was like day two and this guy had approached me and he, you know, we would talk a little bit. He owned an air conditioning company. He was a naval chief in the, he was a chief in the Navy. He sailed some of the largest submarines in the world. Really great guy. He was in there for 30 years, had just retired. He had just bought a brand new insulation vacuum and blower and had no clue how to use it. By the end of the training, he handed me a list of like 8 questions. And he's like, I want you to think about these questions and, you know, give me a call in about a week and let me know. Let's talk about it. Well, long story short, I talk to him and then he ends up offering me part ownership in his company to run the insulation side of it. Now, it was a little bit of a hike. I was like, look, don't think, you know, if we're doing this, we will never be in any kind of relationship. I'm very business minded. I'm not interested in any kind of relationship. So I don't want to give you the wrong idea. I'm not in a situation right now where I have money that I can contribute. He's like, I don't want nothing from you. I love your energy. I love your attitude. I love the fact that you came to a training to better yourself and to learn more. And I believe that you will do good in this world. So that was it. So that's kind of what got me started. But one thing he wasn't was a sales guy. And I hate using that term, but he had his air conditioning company. He was great at doing that, but he couldn't put the rubber where the road meets. It's like, look, if you don't have enough insulation in your attic, you're going to wear the hell out of your air conditioning unit. Your unit's going to die out sooner. You know, especially in Florida, your attics are 160 degrees. I have people that call me all the time, like, oh, it's 84 degrees inside my house and I have my air conditioning set at 72. So many people waste hundreds of dollars calling air conditioning people out to their house because they think their air conditioning is broken in the summertime because it can't keep up when it's really an insulation problem. So he would book, you know, a few jobs here and there, and then I would drive out to Jacksonville and do the jobs with him. And then it got to the point where, you know, people in Tampa were like, hey, you know, because they remembered I would do this and I might have visited them before, or maybe it was a referral from a friend. Oh, Jessica can help you out. She does insulation. Well, I didn't have a rig here. So I started telling that to him. I'm like, would you want to come out here and do some work in Tampa? And, you know, again, this guy's retired. He's doing his AC business. Last thing he wants to do is jump in the car, drive to do a job, and then drive back. So he's like, look, book some work out there, get some people to help you, and take the trailer back. And then when I need it, you know, he was a great, great person. Right. And then basically I opened up Attic Queen of April of 2021.
Nice.
And yeah. So, you know, right now I've definitely come a long way. I still have that vacuum. I still have that blower that, you know, we had together. And then I ended up buying, you know, right now I started my business with a 20-year-old pickup truck and a trailer and those machines, which they were good machines, but where I'm at now, you know, I've definitely, I've grown a team. I have 3 employees right now. I've gotten several BPI certifications. I'm certified in blower door. I'm a building analyst. You know, now I have 2 pickup trucks. I still have my 20-year-old truck, which I love. I ended up also buying a new vacuum, which was built for me specifically by Cool Machines. They even painted it in Attic Queen Green. It's a 25 horsepower diesel vacuum. You know, I really wanted to make an investment because it really is dangerous in Florida. There's times where I'd be in an attic for 16 hours in a day and I don't know how I survived it. And that's why I make a joke and tell people I'm a superhero because, you know, I'm in really excellent condition, but what I needed to do was make an investment in myself and my business. So I ended up getting this very strong vacuum, which really cut down production time. You know, instead of taking 9 hours to vacuum out insulation, sometimes it takes me 2 now. So, you know, I've definitely come a long way. You know, the hardest part in this industry right now is just recruiting people, because I will not bring anybody on if you don't have a positive mindset, if you don't want to do the right thing, no matter how hot it is, no matter how many hours in the day you've worked, you know, that you're not going to be that person for me. You know, if you don't care about each other on the team, you're not going to fit in here. So I'm very big on culture and I'm really big on doing what the right thing is. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I had a similar story as far as like the with a job that I was on, and that's how the boss was with the employees as well. I had like a little incident with one of their salespeople/managers, and that's when I decided that I need to work for myself and do my own things. As far as like, you know, what you've been through, I commend you on that. And, you know, it's an amazing story. And a lot of people don't understand what it takes, you know, to get from A to B and to keep that positive mindset. Jessica, how does it feel to be the Attic Queen?
It's really, when you just said that, I get chills. It's an unbelievable feeling. I boldly go places no man wants to go, right? That's like, yes, a Star Trek, right? But it's really great to be the attic queen. And I always, it's funny because I will at times refer to myself as the attic queen, and then there's Jessica, and they're two very different people. I think we might be friends. You might be friends or following Jessica and Attic Queen. Am I correct?
Yes.
Do you see the two very different identities?
Absolutely. That's how I actually met you. You came up on People Who Follow, whatever it's called. And I seen the incident that happened with the explosion. And I was like, whoa, let me check this out. And that's how I befriended you. So that's like, yeah, that's like night and day.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. And as people, it's funny because my mom's like, you're so full of yourself. It's really not that I'm full of myself. For the first time in my life, the one thing that my coach taught me was how to love myself. And once you can love yourself, like you, it is really a big, big life game changer for me, right? You know, it's so funny because I tell people, I'm like, yeah, well, the Attic Queen's kind of like famous. I flew out. My cousin had a destination wedding in Arizona a couple months ago. And I was in this like small airport in Phoenix. And I'm in the bathroom. And this woman's like, I think I follow you on the internet. Are you the Attic Queen? I'm like, oh my gosh. Then I was in Nashville for, it was like Valentine's Day. And I went up to ride a mechanical bull. And there's a table of like 8 people. And they're pointing at me and they're like laughing. I don't know. They were just like a bunch of people pointing at me. And after I ride the bull, I go over to them. I'm like, what's up? And they're like, are you the Attic Queen? I'm like, yeah. They're like, we follow all your videos. I'm like, I'm in Phoenix. I'm in Nashville. People are like noticing me. It's nice. Just really odd. But really, it's just even locally, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, my friend, because I customize like all of my outfits, like yoga pants, like camo, this and that.
Yeah.
So I like customize everything. I think that's the part of like the glamorous side of me where I'm like, well, if I'm going to do a man's job, I'm going to sure as hell look good doing it. Right. So people will recognize me because I'm either wearing my Attic Queen attire or I'm a sponsored athlete for Titan Medical Center. So nice. I'm either Titan gear, Attic Queen gear, or I am basically dressed to the T, looking flashy. So people are like, oh yeah, you did my neighbor's house, or I saw your videos online. So it is a good feeling to be the Attic Queen, but only because of the simple fact that what I do really does make a difference. And I'm pretty badass because if I could be in 150 degrees for hours upon hours upon hours and do the hardest job out there and get in the tightest spots, and have people join the team. Like I posted an ad a few, like it was probably 6 months ago. And the job description was now hiring for the worst job on the planet. And I swear to God, I swear. So you'll see a girl named Caitlin. And I she's in a lot of my posts a lot. She replied. She's like, I've been following you for a real, you know, for a couple months now. You know, I see what you do makes a difference. I own my own cleaning company called Veterans with Vacuums. She's a veteran. She served. She did a tour a couple months. I think in March, she was a surrogate mother and had a baby. So she reached out to me like 2 months later. She's like, I want to lose the rest of my baby weight. You know, why not make extra money? And I just want to be around you. You know, you're a really positive person. So, you know, it's just really great that the people that are working with me, another guy, he worked together with me at the other insulation company. And I don't really remember him because it was towards the end. And when I showed up to help out on a removal, and because when I was interviewing, I'm like, your name sounds really familiar. Do you follow me on Instagram or Facebook? Have we spoke before? He's like, actually, we did a removal once and I had a really bad splinter and you took this like knife and you were trying to get it out. He's like, do you remember that? I'm like, not maybe, kind of vaguely, you know? So it's just, being me, right? I tell people, look, this is a horrible job, but we're going to do it together. And what we do makes a difference. And I promise you, I will always treat you well. I pay way more than the industry standard because I believe that, you know, get the right person, you pay them well, they'll be loyal to you. And
absolutely.
So far it's worked out. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Jessica's being Rambo on the job with the splinters.
Exactly. Hey,
but you know what, Jessica, like what you just told me also, ties into business. Like what you're doing is you're branding yourself as well as your company. And eventually as you scale your business Atta Queen will be an authority, like, you know, like an everyday, you know, McDonald's or Coca-Cola, et cetera. You know, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And it's a good lesson for like a lot of these young, you know, people that want to come up in the entrepreneur field. You know, branding is very important.
1000%. And that's, you know, the one thing, this is already, last I checked, it was an $11 billion industry. And they actually just passed. And it was great because, you know, I don't know how I get so lucky, but people in the industry found Attic Queen and they started following and all of that. But I actually was asked by Building Performance Association, which is a nonprofit organization in our industry. And they had asked me to jump on board and be pretty much somebody pushing behind to help get a bill passed through Congress called Hope for Homes, which is a $9 billion bill. It's part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which just got approved. So we're already an $11 billion industry. I was part of getting this bill passed through Congress. One reason why I was really adamant about getting this, it's not about the $9 billion that's out there to help low to mid-income housing do, you know, the electrification and the insulation and the weatherization of their home. It's the $500 million that they've set aside to send employees and contractors to get the proper training to do the right thing. There's over 100 million homes that need to be fixed. I can't do it by myself. Trying to work on a way to somehow create some kind of program to help people realize what kind of industry this is, the need that there is. Understand it's not hard, but you know, it's a necessity and you can make a lot of money.
Well, it seems like, you know, with everything about like your business, you need to find people that are motivated and that want to work, you know, because nowadays it's like an incentive not to work.
Oh,
you know,
how pathetic is that? I'm just like, I can't not work, you know, and actually I take that back because I really do have a good balance of life. Like I will go very hard, but then I will also vacation very hard, you know, but you know, you have to do that. You know, and that's the one thing where I am very aware with my employees. I'm selling all of the jobs. I'm on all of the jobs right now. Sometimes I can allow them to get started on the job and then I come check on them and finish it, make sure it's getting done right. But one thing I'm very aware of is that the workload for my people, I don't want to work them into the ground. This is hard work. So, you know, you have to be able to, you know, take care of yourself. The other thing I'm kind of like, I don't know if they love it or hate it, but I'm kind of like their life coach and mom, right? We have big jobs. I have the cooler pack. We've got protein shakes. We've got Gatorades. We've got fruits, things that are going to hydrate you while you're on the job. You know, I'm teaching them, telling them, look, guys, you got to make sure you're drinking water. First thing, start your day hydrated. I know a lot about the body. I know a lot about the mind. And, you know, that's what they also get. And I feel like that's one of my secrets to being able to perform how I do is that I understand that, you know, if I'm out drinking alcohol all the time and I'm using drugs, like you can't do that in this industry if you want to have longevity, you know. A lot of what people put in their body, they're eating processed foods. That causes inflammation. You're drinking foods with, you know, drinking drinks with sugar in them, it's going to crash you. It's not good for your mind, right? So I teach them things and I provide them things that are going to help them perform and only hope that they can take a little bit of that back home. You know, that way it makes their life a little bit easier, you know? So
I totally get it. People ask me all the time, like, do you drink? Do you smoke? I'm like, no. Actually, I did in the past, but I quit. It's been over like 20 something years. Woo-hoo! And, I realized what you just said is correct. Like all of that is not worth it. You know, people always, you know, look down upon me like you don't drink and you don't like, no, I don't do any of that. I actually have what's called, you know, willpower. So, you know, like to me, it's, you know, the, like you said, the body and the mind is a temple, right?
Absolutely.
So Melissa, what is a common myth about your job, your industry? Like what's a common myth of that?
All right. Well, since you're a pest guy, common myth when people have rodents, it's okay to just blow insulation on top or, you know, sanitize what's on top and then blow insulation over it. And then it's fine. That is definitely a myth because it's not building code to air seal your attic, right? So your air is getting pulled in, and the products that people typically use in insulation is either going to be a cellulose or a fiberglass. So those two insulations are insulators, but they're not air barriers, right? So air will travel through, okay? So there's been rodents, and you have an insulation company coming and telling you, oh yeah, you can just sanitize on top of it and then blow over. No, that air is going to still get pulled into your house. So if you're living in a home that's got dead bodies, you know, that you know, the rats have died in there and decayed, and there's urine and feces, that is not the proper thing to do.
Yes.
So that is definitely a myth.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, the difference between like myself, like my companies and other people, that we actually do the job right. You know, we don't cut corners. We don't use, you know, the cheapest product that's on the market, so on and so forth. So that's what basically differentiates myself and, you know, all the rest. Leading up to the next question, why do customers choose your product and service?
I feel they choose my product and service because I showcase my work. I don't do any advertising at all.
Likewise.
You know, the company I used to work for would spend $15,000 a month. And I remember going to him and saying, look, I have all these pictures and videos in my phone. You know, if you give me $500 a month, which is very cheap, I will do the Facebook for the business. Oh, no. So when I do estimates, I show it. I'm very raw, you know, and I don't go in there, look at things first, and then do the live. Like, you guys are in it with me, right? So I do that for two reasons. Number one, videos don't lie, right? Number yes. two, it is not a safe place. The average person cannot get in an attic and get around it, right? So I want them to be able to see their attic without having to get up there. And it's just, you know, they hire me. A lot of people hire me because they see that I really do know my stuff. I'm explaining things like, you know, I did a live earlier today, and there was a bathroom vent, and all around it was the insulation was black. And that's because of air infiltration that shows air leakage. And like I said, I consider myself a home performance contractor, where you pull all the insulation up and you're sealing all these cracks so the air can't infiltrate through. You're not going to breathe that attic air, and you're not going to lose that energy. So I'm explaining things to people. Or, you know, the other thing, hey, look, take me to a part of your house where you're most uncomfortable. Well, this side of my house, it gets either super hot in the summertime and really cold in the wintertime. And I'll go up there, and there's this old chase that's like a 2-foot opening that's not covered by anything, that's not insulated. So it allows me the opportunity to show people why exactly that part of their house may be more uncomfortable, right? Or maybe they're living in their house, they just moved in, and now their 9-year-old daughter has nosebleeds and they can't figure out why. And come to find out, there was a leak and you have massive amounts of mold all throughout your house, you know?
Yep.
A lot of people have autoimmune diseases. So, you know, it kind of got to the point where people are seeing my Facebook, people are seeing my Instagram. I'm getting jobs done for people. They're telling their neighbors, you know, they're telling their family, like, oh my gosh, look at this girl. A lot of times I'll do like a reel, and I'll put together the beginning, during, after, and, you know, people start sharing it and stuff. But it's just, you know, it's just a way to market and brand myself. But, you know, it's very interesting. And again, I've said this, over 100 million homes need to be worked on. I can't do it by myself, but somebody in New York like you might see my video and be like, oh, I need to find somebody like that. So then you get on Google, right? And then you start looking, or somebody in California. I'm also connected with a lot of people nationwide because of all the trainings I've been through and the certifications and the connections that I've made being the Attic Queen. People are like, who the hell is this girl? I'm like, I'm somebody that's going to change the industry. And I really am. But really, you know, what the Attic Queen is, who she is somebody that just wants to educate people on things that could be going on in their home and their health, and places where they never even thought could be causing an issue.
So here's a question. Have you thought, like, in the near future, to start franchising Attic Queen?
Yeah. So I have thought about franchising it. Possibly being a managing member. I actually just completed all the paperwork and paid all the fees to trademark the company and the logo. So that's step one, I believe. I have so many ideas. You know, I'm not sure what route I want to go because I'm very picky. I'm very, very picky. And I wouldn't want anybody to just have this name and not represent it the way that I represent it. That Queen is my baby.
Well, that's where a franchise model would actually protect it. And on the trademark, that's a very smart idea. I actually did an episode on trademark versus copyright. So, you know, like a lot of people don't get what the trademark is all about, but it's a very powerful tool. In my opinion, like the franchising model for you would protect you, being that you are picky, because basically if the franchisee is not abiding by your core values and your model, you know, basically, you know, they would be out of the, you know, the network, so to speak. So that would be a great way to go. What would your advice be to someone who's entering your industry or business in general?
No matter what, you got to always do the right thing. Even if you're going to lose money, you got to do the right thing, have integrity. And the second you realize that you are not happy doing what you're doing, you just got to stop.
So, okay. So getting out of business, what do you like to do in, I guess, your downtime, or if you have any downtime?
I do a lot of traveling. I like to go to the beach. Usually on the weekends, I'll go when I'm local. We go to Reddington Beach and with one of my best friends, and we pick up garbage on the beach. One of our things, every morning we wake up and we walk 30 minutes down the beach and then 30 minutes back. So we'll walk for an hour every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, when we're at the beach house, pick up garbage, talk to the locals. I love dancing. I love working out. I love my bulldog. I just love being around good people. And I also do love napping quite often because the job is extremely exhausting.
Can imagine.
Yeah.
So Jessica, at this present moment, will you consider yourself successful?
Yes.
Okay.
Beyond successful.
Okay. So elaborate a little bit. Like what are the keys to building like a great team?
Attitude is definitely number one. Yeah. You know, you got to be able to show up. You know, I always say the hardest thing in life is to just show up. You just got to get there, you know, and from that point forward, you got to handle what's in your way. So showing up, surrounding yourself with the right team, keeping a good positive mindset, you know, mindset is everything. Mindset changed my life.
Absolutely. I actually did an episode on that, efficient mindset. If your mindset ain't in the right, you know, position, if you don't shift it, if you don't allow yourself to, you know, open up your horizons, like you're going to be stuck. You're going to hate what you're doing. You're going to doubt yourself. You're always going to have regrets. So mindset is very important to me as well. All right, Jessica. So what is the best compliment you have ever gotten?
You run circles around all these men.
Nice. So Jessica, the dog that you have, that's a bulldog?
Yeah, she's an English bulldog. She actually is in control of the company. She goes to work every day. Yeah, she's the love of my life. And she's an English bulldog. Her name is Bella Diva Donna Lana Azzarello.
So Jessica, where can people find you online if they want to contact you or, you know, check out you on social media or possibly do some type of business with you?
All right. You can contact me. You can contact me on Facebook and Instagram. Just look up Attic Queen. I am the one and only. My website, www.atticqueen.com. Phone number, 813-417-7602. No creepers allowed. And email jessica@atticqueen.com. No spam.
So you heard it there. Guys, go check her out. I want to thank you, Jessica, for coming on to the podcast. Your story was amazing. It was an amazing conversation. I wish you all the best in the future. Maybe we might be able to do some type of business together. Also, I'm going to start doing like live streams. So I would love to have you on as a guest in our roundtable. And again, thank you for your time and coming on to the podcast.
I appreciate it. It was definitely time well spent. And I appreciate you the other day helping me out when I had a question on how to do exclusion work. You definitely came through. And since then, I've done 2 exclusion jobs and all worked out well. So I appreciate you very much for your time and for your expertise.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to help out fellow tradesmen and women. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Past Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to go to Instagram and follow us on Instagram. Go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Comment, like, share, and subscribe. And we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.